Hello and welcome to episode 65 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're continuing Dumb Law Week by looking at Texas. Alright, and to talk about the laws of Texas, we've brought in an esteemed lawyer and colleague, Patrick.
The esteemed lawyer is not able to make it today. Patrick will be sitting in at his place.
Oh, okay. All right. So here we go. First of all, we've got Dumb Law. A recently passed anti-crime law requires criminals to give their victims 24 hours notice, either orally or in writing, and to explain the nature of the crime to be committed.
I assume this is to give them time to prepare a rebuttal.
Mm-hmm. Go to the store,
buy
refresh
ammo.
Your ammo, yeah.
This, 'cause God forbid if someone committed a crime illegally without following this.
And I feel like the next natural step for this one is to require a permit for armed robbery? Yeah. The next one, I love this one. It's illegal for children to have unusual haircuts. Mullets, mohawks, kid mohawks.
It goes in depth, or
just
unusual?
Just unusual, but I would...
So mohawks, bowl cuts.
Yeah. There's a long list I would have. I like this law. Can we pass this one nationwide? All right, the next one is, it is illegal to sell your own eye.
Isn't that a right to yourself?
I know. If I want to sell my eye, I should be able to.
Yes. Like, I can donate a liver, why can't I sell it?
This next one is probably a holdover from the old days of the West, but it is legal, not illegal, in Texas, to ride your horse into a bar.
Awesome. I wouldn't trust my horse outside. Yeah. If I could, like, stolen, horse jacked.
Now if someone rides a horse into the bar you work at,
mm-hmm.
would you... You would legally be, I mean, would you not want to offer, would it be considered DUI if you're riding your horse around under the influence, or, I mean...
Well, is the horse drunk?
If the horse is drinking, yeah, I mean, who's considered the driver in that one?
I figure so long as he has enough motor control to stay on a drunk horse, he should be fine.
And then the last one is also about horses, and that is owners of horses may not ride them at night without taillights.
Oh, the horse is going to love having those installed.
Now, I want to look online. I haven't yet, but I want to find a picture of horse tail lights. Because I think that might be an interesting sight to see.
Yes. Perhaps disturbing, but definitely interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that also makes me think of tail lights. Like, you know those new Christmas tree lights that are just like the fronds, what are they called, fiber optic lights?
Yeah.
Like, put literal, like, if I get a horse in Texas, I'm taking that literally, and I'm buying fiber optic lights and, like, implanting them into the horse so that it actually has tail lights. Well, that's it for Texas laws. Thank you again, Patrick, for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 65 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @DailyBrainwave, all one word. Make sure you come back tomorrow when we jump to the Great Midwest and look at stupid laws in my stomping grounds of Wisconsin.